Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You talk too much.
You talk too much. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:48 here on a Wednesday morning. Now three big things. A number of fatalities in high-rise apartment fire in London.
Two.
Wichita dog park named after Rooster, the police dog killed while on duty.
One.
Police have a vague description of intruder who raped a young girl in a Wichita apartment. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning in traffic, the gasoline prices out there, $2.09 a gallon. I got a call from traffic tracker Steve just a little bit ago. Said 55th Street South and Seneca, $2.03 a gallon there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. Thursday, a 20% chance for rain and a high of 96 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 69 degrees, southeast wind at 10 miles per hour. It is steamy out there. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is with us this morning.
Hey.
Don, how is it? Kind of muggy out there, isn't it?
It is a little muggy.
Yeah, we had some rain earlier this morning, and it's just muggy as heck.
Did you hear that thunder last night?
I did not.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Prairie Fire Coffee. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee like I am right now at work, your boss doesn't love you.
Yeah.
Well, we had another day of testimony on Capitol Hill.
Now your political insights from ABC News. Attorney General Jeff Sessions center stage on Capitol Hill. Sessions facing questions about a reported third meeting with Russian officials that he says didn't happen.
I did not have any private meetings, nor do I recall any conversations with any Russian officials at the Mayflower Hotel.
Sessions was originally slated to testify before another committee on the budget. Senator Patrick Leahy irked at the last-minute cancellation, telling his fill-in Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein,
"You're not the witness who should be behind that table."
Rosenstein made news of his own, responding to reports that President Trump was considering firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
"I appointed him. I stand by that decision. I think it was the right thing to do under those circumstances, and I'm going to defend the integrity of that investigation."
President Trump is talking health care and job training in Wisconsin, but the investigation into Russia continues to steal the spotlight. Those are your political insights. I'm Megan Hughes, ABC News.
U.S. stocks bounced back to record highs Tuesday as investors put an end to a two-day drop for technology companies. Energy and consumer-focused companies also made outsized gains. It was a reversal of the trading patterns of the previous 2 days. Standard & Poor 500 index picked up 10 points, while the Dow rose 92 points.
Yay.
The NASDAQ composite rose 44 points. U.S. Federal Reserve ends a two-day policy meeting today, and investors expect the central bank to raise interest rates for the third time since December. Magazine publisher Time, Inc. says it's cutting 300 jobs as it struggles to adjust to readers' shift online.
What readers?
And E3, the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, has opened in Los Angeles with thousands of video game enthusiasts, analysts, and industry representatives in attendance to play and show off the latest technology that will soon be hitting store shelves. E3 in Los Angeles. 6:52 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Don Grant.
Is it my turn?
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, talking about investment buckets.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here. You know, I talk a lot about putting money away and investing for retirement. I mean, that's the biggest investment you'll make in your life. That's because the bulk of investment dollars for most Americans are for that purpose. Very few workers are covered by pensions anymore. We know that one. So they're left up to their own devices to build up enough of a base to create an income for retirement. Now, a bucket approach may help with an investment plan, particularly when investing for goals other than retirement. Now, there are several versions of the bucket approach. For example, if you had a much simpler financial life, let's say we dealt only with cash, you may have several envelopes labeled rent, food, clothing, and fun. And each payday, you'll put enough in each envelope to pay for these items. Buckets are the same. You'll have a bucket for your kids' college savings, retirement, or a down payment on a new house. Now, buckets are electronic, either separate accounts or money categorized within one account for a purpose. Some will use buckets to handle budgeting, as with the envelope example. Others don't deploy it until retirement. They hold one bucket for cash to be used for more immediate income, say 1 to 3 years. Bucket two may be used for years 3 to 9 and are invested for safety and moderate growth. And then the third is for years, say, 10 to 20 and are invested much more aggressively because they have time to recover if there's a downturn. Well, if you're in your accumulation years, buckets are also an option. The long range, more aggressively in bucket is, of course, your retirement. These monies are often tax-protected accounts during growth, like in an IRA or a 401k. The second bucket would be for expenses like a vacation home that you want to buy in 6 or 8 years, or for a young kid's college fund. Some of this may be protected from the IRS if in an education saving plan recognized by the IRS. Well, the third bucket may be for short-term needs, like saving for an expensive vacation, a new car, a rental property, but it can also be a cushion for retirement. The third bucket is excess income that you will have decided to invest. Now, you may not have a specific purpose for this yet, but it may be used as a large emergency fund. This is most likely taxed income, so you'll need to be smart as to how you invest it. And, of course, buckets can be used in multiple ways, as I've just pointed out, and I'd be happy to sit down with you and help you figure out how to do that if you're interested. My number is 634-2222.
All right, Don, we've got some KNSS breaking news here. Police are investigating a multiple shooting in Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe they have arrested the suspect. Alexandria police say the shooting happened in the 400 block of East Monroe Street. Police have not released any information on possible injuries at this time. So a investigation of a shooting in Alexandria near the Capitol.
Well, are they thinking it's something that's like, I don't want to say it, but related to...
Is this for release, this top part? Who's that from?
That's from Fox News, yeah.
From Fox?
Yeah.
All right, they're saying that House Majority Whip Congressman Steve Scalise and aides were shot at baseball practice in Virginia. Early baseball practice.
Wow.
For Fox News, so a breaking story there for you this morning.
Wow.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, looking at all the day's news, including a high-rise building in London overnight hit by a fire. And it's going to be multiple injuries and it looks like multiple fatalities. Some bad news coming up. We're going to tell you all about it at 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.